This is Governor John Baldacci. Maine and New Brunswick have much in common. We're neighbors with close cultural ties dating back generations. We share a long border and a long history. And we have an opportunity to advance together toward a stronger economic future and greater prosperity. People on both sides of the border recognize that we must radically change the way we power our businesses, our industries, and our homes. Maine and New Brunswick, working together, have much to offer. We have the chance to become the driving force in a new energy future, built upon cleaner, renewable sources of power. Together, we can help to make our countries more energy secure and energy independent. Earlier this week, New Brunswick Premier Sean Graham and I had an exciting announcement regarding our energy futures, both in his province and in our state. We're taking the next step toward a shared objective of improved energy infrastructure to increase the long-term supply of secure, reliable, and clean energy to our region. We're taking the next step together as partners, doing what's best for the people of this region on both sides of the border. On Wednesday, we began a process to explore the creation of a Northeast Energy Corridor that would connect Maine and New Brunswick. It would accelerate development of renewable power and improve the electrical grid in Maine. An integral partner in the equation is Irving Oil Company. Irving Oil's had an important role in helping to develop and advance this concept. The company's been a catalyst on the Northeast Energy Corridor. Their willingness to invest in the project has moved the corridor closer to reality. There's still much work to be done and many important details to be considered, but I envision the Northeast Energy Corridor as a connection between Maine and St. John, New Brunswick, that would connect our power projects to markets in southern New England that are hungry for clean, renewable electricity. The corridor would provide an opportunity to co-locate multiple energy lines, cables, and other infrastructure to safely and reliably move power. I know this project could create tremendous potential for Maine. It holds the promise of connecting the electrical grid in northern Maine to the rest of the state and New Brunswick. It would provide the transmission capacity to spur the development of wind power in Maine and New Brunswick. Up to 800 megawatts of wind resources in Aroostook County alone can be connected to the grid through this corridor concept. And it also offers natural gas-fired cogeneration capacity, which would be necessary to support the greater wind development. This corridor could be the backbone of our new Commerce Corridor of Economic Development and Trade. The corridor could help to attract significant direct investment to the region for generations in jobs and business growth into the future. And it's time to realize that Maine is not at the end of the pipeline. Rather, we're in the middle of an energy hub. The first phase of the project would be able to attract $2 billion of investment and create thousands of jobs in Maine and New Brunswick. The corridor would also provide the opportunity to reduce the community and environmental impacts by centralizing transmission projects and promoting partnerships among utility, businesses, and energy developers. And the corridor could provide tens of millions of dollars each year in new revenue for the state. Those resources could be used to meet our weatherization and energy efficiency goals, to invest in top quality energy research and other state priorities. This builds on my announcement 2 weeks ago that Maine had signed a memorandum of understanding with Bangor Hydro and National Grid to explore the potential use of the right-of-way that exists along our interstates and roads for new underground transmission lines. Bangor Hydro's Northeast Energy Link, which runs from Orrington to Boston, has the potential to inject $2 billion into Maine's economy and generate revenue for our state. This is the beginning of an exploratory phase that will test the Northeast Energy Corridor concept with representatives from business and industry, labor, and environmental organizations. So I'm directing my Office of Energy and Independent Security Director John Kerry and the state's public advocate Dick Davies to lead an exploratory phase in concert with New Brunswick's efforts and in cooperation with our private partner, Irving Oil. I'm also directing them to consider and utilize the designation process for the Energy Infrastructure Corridor that was enacted in 2008 by the Maine Legislature. Under the Act, the PUC may designate an Energy Infrastructure Corridor if it encourages co-location of energy infrastructure, enhances the efficient utilization of existing energy infrastructure, limits the environmental impact, and improves electrical rates or economic development. I look forward to working with Premier Graham on this important opportunity for international collaboration. I appreciate his leadership on this issue and his friendship. Together, we'll reach our shared goals of economic growth, energy independence, and a better life for our people. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend.